Amazing, amazing. Hi, I'm Mark. I'm Scottish. Is there anyone else? Oh, is there anyone else Scottish here? No? Oh, somebody. I really like the, like, do not point me out. I do not want people thinking I'm Scottish. It's brilliant to be here. I like it here. You don't know. I travel around the world in loads of different churches, and I get up and I'm like, wow, it's good here. And I'm lying, yeah? It's not good. I have to get up after, like, the banjo worship leader, yeah? And, but no, I really sense God's presence. So amazing. So, brilliant. I'm going to be coming tonight to do some teaching called Soul Focus. And, you know, if you've not booked into this, I would really encourage you to, because what happened is I did a huge mission a few years ago. And then at the end of it, I had an absolute, like, kind of inner collapse where everything went wrong. And it was a horrendous season. And I learned some truths in that time about speaking to my soul, and I learned some truths about speaking to my emotions, speaking to my thoughts, and speaking to my will. And you know, we're going to be looking at that tonight, and I would really encourage you to come. Out of all the things I've ever spoken about, this is one of the most powerful things, and it is life changing. And I promise you that you will go away with kind of like real practical tips on how to kind of have a winning mentality, and how to kind of like think in a better way, and how to manage our emotions and keep like ourselves in a good place of equilibrium. It really is good stuff. So if you've not booked in, I would love to see you there. It's what time is it again tonight? 6 o'clock. So come on, you can always get back for your telly on a Sunday. Yeah, there's still plenty time for that. So that's cool. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but this is absolutely true. In New Zealand, in an airport in New Zealand, I don't know if any of you saw this, I love this, but they were having trouble with people at the drop-off point lingering for too long. So what they did was they put a cap on hug time. Yeah? You can only hug for a certain amount of time. They put a massive sign up that said, you know, maximum hug time, 3 minutes. Yeah? For fonder farewells, please use the car park. Yeah? I love that, because in Scotland, we normally use the car park for fighting. Yeah? But it's like, for fonder farewells, please use the car park. Maximum hug time, 3 minutes. I've got massive issues with that. 3 minutes. That's a lifetime. Who's hugging for 3 minutes? If you hug me for 3 minutes, I'm calling the police, yeah? And I include my wife in that, yeah? 3 minutes. That's like, I mean, you know, oh, you must have had somebody who holds on. Have you had somebody that holds on and you're like, at the beginning it's fine, and then you start to get the weebie-jeebies, yeah? Because it's like, brrr. You know, those people that hug you and then they just sort of go limp in your arms. Oh. If you're somebody sitting here today and you're like, oh, I've never had an awkward hug like that. That's because it's you, yeah? You're the one giving them. You're the one going, oh, I love a good 6-minute hug, yeah? It's like, oh. I tell you what is a bit awkward, when you have an emotional hug, yeah? Somebody's very emotional and they're hugging and they're crying and they're sobbing and they're like, oh, life's gone bad, and you're hugging them. It's quite difficult to lean forward and go, 40 seconds left, yeah? You've got 40 seconds. We're on a timer here, love, yeah? So let's cut it at that, yeah. Yeah, that's got nothing to do with Jesus, yeah? So if people are going, how is he going to link that into the Bible? I'm not, yeah? It's good. I want to pray for you, though, because at the end of this message, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Just like it says in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul, he prayed for the Ephesians. I want to pray for you. And in a minute, we're going to look at like the words that Paul prayed over the Ephesians. And that is the prayer that I want to pray over each and every one of you today. When I'm traveling around, I get to meet a lot of different ministers. And, you know, I get great stories. And a pastor told me recently that he preached and then he called people to the front and he goes, there's about 10 people came to the front. I'm not going to call anyone at the front today, so don't worry. But 10 people came to the front. He goes, Mark, I was praying, I was preaching, and I came down this and I started to pray for each one of them. And he goes, and when I'm preaching, I get very hot and very sweaty when I'm preaching. And he goes, I put my hand on the first guy and I'm just praying. And when I finish my prayer, I pulled my hand off and his wig came off in my hand. He goes, and now we've got his wig stuck to my hand. And I've got to make a decision. Am I going to pray for the rest of them with the wig stuck on? Or am I going to try and get it off? I goes, what did you do? He goes, I just prayed with the wig on, yeah? Imagine that man praying over you. Some of the bald guys in the room are like, I'm for that, yeah? Let's have some wiggage prayer. That would be amazing. But nah, listen, I am not going to pray over you like that today. But I want to pray from the front over you that you will, wow, receive something powerful. I got excited about the next few moments because I believe that God wants to do something powerful in this place. And the sense of the presence of God when we were being led in worship. And I'm like, God, you want to do something. So Paul, in Ephesians chapter 3, and he prays in verse 14, in incredible words. This is what he says. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. This is Ephesians 3 verse 14. That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, I want to say that Paul, he prayed three things. And I want to pray those three things over you. The first things, I pray that you open up to his flow of supernatural strength. You see, this morning, I'm so aware that in a room like this, there are people, you have got responsible jobs, people in a room like this, we've got massive challenges. I know that this week there are going to be people, you're having big conversations, you're having delicate, difficult challenges in your life. If we give the microphone to everyone today and said, you know, what is challenging you this week? What have you got going on? Many of us, complex, difficult, hard things. Some of you are in this room and there's a desperation in your soul because you're like, wow, I've got big things that I'm facing right now. I'm so aware that in a room like this, many of us are tired. We're like trying to be good people. We're trying to be a good mom. We're trying to be a good dad. We're trying to be a good grandma. We're trying to, whatever it is, you're trying to do your best. And we can come in and we feel overwhelmed and we feel tired. You know what? I'm not going to dupe you today. God is not a big magic wand. I'm not going to ask you to stand up and God's going to make it all suddenly go away. You see, I've been a Christian for a while now. I've prayed my prayers for somebody not to die and they died. I've prayed my prayer for someone to get healed and they never got healed. I've prayed my prayers where I thought, oh God, I would love it if you just came and moved it all away, but God never did it. But you see, what I do want to say to you today is that no matter how challenging your life is, no matter what you've got going on, God can fill you with his inner power, his inner strength, that you can go from this place as an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. that, wow, you can like know his inner strength. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you. Wow. I know what I've got challenges this week. I've got big challenges. And I'm like, God, I know you're not just going to magic wand them all away. But what I do know is you're going to fill me with strength. You're going to fill me with that inner power. That when I go into that meeting, when I get that challenge, I'm going to step on my tiptoes and I'm going to overcome it in the name of Jesus. And that's my prayer for you, that whatever you've got going on, that wow, you would know that surge of inner strength from holy, holy God. Yeah. You see, a little while ago, I did this thing called the Three Peaks. I know some of you maybe have done it. The biggest mountain in Scotland, the biggest mountain in England, the biggest mountain in Wales. And the challenge is to do it in 24 hours. All the website tells you, get a driver, make sure you've got someone who's not walking it to drive. We were like, wow, we can do this. We were idiots, yeah. My friend Nigel, my friend Mike, and me, we went and we did it. Now listen, when we walked up the mountain in Scotland, that's the first mountain. You know, I know you know this because you guys are mature Christians, but God is Scottish, yeah? And so you know, it was like being in the promised land. It was easy. You know, we got up there. It was a beautiful thing. But then we came back and then we had to drive to the English one. And now we're walking up this mountain. It's 3 a.m. I don't know if you've ever been so tired. Have you ever been so tired that absolutely anything, everything that the people around you do annoys you? Yeah, have you ever been that tired? That even the way they breathe is annoying. Have you ever had that? Oh, you know when you get to that point where you're like, why? Why are you breathing like that? And they're like, I'm breathing normal. You're not. You're deliberately breathing to annoy me. I know you are. That's where we got to. We were all bugging each other. We were doing each other's heads in, yeah? And it was 3 a.m. And listen, it was, the terrain was really tough. And the mountaintop was far away. And you know, we had this little fuel stop. We had some Kendall mint cake. We had some, you know, like energy drinks. And then after 15 or 20 minutes, we stood up again. And wow, this is important. The terrain stayed the same. The mountaintop was still as far away as ever. It was still 3:15 in the morning. None of the circumstances had changed, but everything had changed because now we had a strength and an energy inside of us, and we were able to get to the top of the mountain. And then we got to the top of the Welsh one, and we did it. And the reason for telling you that is, I wish that I could pray a prayer that all your circumstances would be different. I wish I could pray a prayer that God would take away all your troubles and difficulties. But I can't do that because I know that maybe you'll go out there and you're facing the same circumstance. That family issue is still that family issue. That financial challenge is still there. But what I'm going to pray is that you have that inner surge of power from God. That maybe nothing has changed, but everything has changed. Because you are able to face it in the name of Jesus. And that your inner man is strength. Oh, there is no enemy or obstacle in our lives today that we cannot overcome through Christ. Amen. Like, wow, that we would go from this place absolutely energized and strengthened. And my prayer as I was driving up last night and I thought about these next few moments and I thought, God, wouldn't it be incredible if people all over this area, you go and you have a Monday morning, it's absolutely like, wow. You have like some of the challenges that you were thinking about a few minutes ago, you're like, oh man, I did not understand why, but the strength of God has helped me to have that difficult conversation. The strength of God has helped me to kind of overcome some of these incredibly challenging things. And at the end of today, I want to pray over you that you would, wow, receive the power and strength of God. The second prayer that Paul prays over the Ephesians is I pray that you open up to his superlative love. To his superlative love. How wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ? That you would go away from here with a bounce in your step, knowing that you are full of the love of God. That you would know that he loves you, that he adores you. That you do not have to perform for him. You don't have to kind of try and be a religious and a good person so that God thinks that you're great. God thinks that you're great. He absolutely loves you. He calls the angels and he's like, whoa, look at my son. Look at my daughter. Look at them. Look at them go. I love these guys. It's so brilliant to know that we are loved by God. I love this beach. My mum and dad went and became like church leaders up in a place called Fraserburgh. Now, Fraserburgh is north of Aberdeen, yeah? I call it Freezerburgh, yeah? Because it is, honestly, it is freezing. And but what it does have is, it has these beautiful beaches. Now listen, no one ever goes on them because there's no sun up there, yeah? It's like, but these beaches are beautiful. And there's one particular beach that my dad and me, we love to go on. And it's an incredible, it's lovely. The white sands, it's so glorious. And a little while ago, my dad messaged me to say, oh, Mark, it's terrible. But what's happened is some young lads have nicked a car and they've kind of joyrode the car around and then they've taken it onto the beach and they've set it on fire. And he goes, now there's this massive scar on the beach and there's this wreckage on the beach. And he showed me pictures and I was like gutted. So, oh man, that's devastating. And every time you look at this beautiful beach, you can just see this horrible wreckage on the beach. But then, wow, a few months later, he called me again and said, you're not going to believe this, but we've had these massive storms. The waves were enormous. It says, and guess what, Mark? These waves have crashed onto the beach and they've actually picked up the wreckage and they've taken the wreckage away. The beach has been wiped completely clean. Even the oil scars, even the scars that were on the sand has been wiped away by these powerful waves. And you know, I want to chat to you for 2 minutes about the power of the wave of God's forgiveness. You see, all of us in this room, we've got wreckage. We've got brokenness. All of us, we've all got our mess. You know what yours is and I know what mine is. The Bible calls it the sin, our stuff, our garbage. The stuff that we're a bit ashamed of. That in a beautiful church like this with everyone here, if it went up on the screen, we would be so embarrassed that anyone could look and see that that's our mess. That's our wreckage. But you know, the powerful, powerful story of God is that God saw that all of us had got our brokenness and our wreckage. And wow, God sent his son Jesus. And Jesus came and he died on the cross. And that's why we were singing like we were singing a few minutes ago. Because I love this wooden cross on the stage. That wow, what Jesus did on the cross, no one else could do for us. But the powerful story of the cross is that Jesus wipes us clean. Amen. Amen. that the powerful cross is like the wave of forgiveness that picks up all the brokenness, all the wreckage, and wipes it completely clear. That, wow, you can go out of this place today and you are absolutely clean and clear before a holy God. Wow. I mean, I know me. I know my stuff. And I am like, God, thank you so much that you sent Jesus, that the wave of forgiveness has washed over my soul and has taken away all my stuff. And then, you know, I want to say that. I want to be really upfront and honest with you. You see, I really believe in counseling. I've had counseling. My wife's had counseling. And we believe in it. But I want to just say this one little truth. Is that counseling is great. But God, in his beautiful wave of forgiveness, he can do more in a moment for your soul than any amount of counseling can do. God can do stuff where he even takes the scars of your past mistakes. You know, some of us were like, you know, I'm sorted from that a few years ago, but there is still a bit of a scar. There is still a bit of a... And God's like, no, let me come and even wash away the scar. Even the signs. You know, sometimes you hear about in counseling, they say, well, of course you can get it sorted to a point, but you're always going to carry that. You're always going to have that for the rest of your life. And yet the Bible talks about God's love, that he can make you completely new, that he can wash you completely new, that stuff that you've done in the past does not have to impact what you do in the future. Stuff that you've done in the past does not need to mean that you carry this for the rest of your life. But actually, in the beautiful glory of God, his love comes and washes you completely clean. When my son was little, you know, my son, when he was little, he goes, Dad, for Christmas, I want an Apple product. I was like, cool, we'll get you an Apple, yeah? And he wasn't looking for that. And what we did get him when he was little was an Etch-A-Sketch. Does anybody remember Etch-A-Sketches? Yeah. He was like, where do you press? Where does it turn on and off? No, there's no turn off and on. It's like, and it's amazing. And then one of those moments in your life when your son's drawn you something, and he comes and he's like, Dad, I've drawn this for you. It's like the worst moment of your life because you're looking at it and you do not have a clue what it is, yeah? You're looking at it and you're like, oh, it's a rocket. And he's like, no. And, oh, it's a giraffe. And then he's like, no, Daddy, it's you. And you're like, come on. That's rubbish. That is rubbish. But you know, there's my little boy and he's drawing his stuff. But those of you that know Etch-A-Sketch know that then it comes and it wipes it completely clean. And you know, all of us, every one of us in this room, we have a go, we try our best. There's no evil people in this room. We're trying our best. But sometimes we make mistakes and there's some flaw. And we just need to allow the blood of Jesus to wipe us completely clean and wash us clean. The final prayer that he prayed over the Ephesians, and I pray over you today, is I pray that you would be open to his supreme power. His supreme power. I want to tell you that recently I was speaking and healings began to spring up in the room. I want to remind you that God is an awesome God. He is a powerful, powerful, glorious God. And I want to invite you at the end today that we would come before God and that we would be like, God, would you come and do something powerful? And at the end of the service, in a few moments, I'm going to encourage you and give you the opportunity that you would ask God for something. But I'm going to ask you that you come and that you do not ask God for small fry. See, let me say it to you like this, right? When I was 26, I got the chance to speak in America. And I was a young evangelist and I was speaking in this church. There was about 3,000 people. And it went really great for me. And it wasn't because I was a great preacher. They just loved the Scottish accent. So I just mainly got up and went, tractor. And they were like, that is awesome. Wow, that was anointed. No, it wasn't anointed. I just kept rolling my R's, yeah? And basically, now it was a great sermon. It went really well. And the church said to me, Mark, on Wednesday, we would love for you to come before our missions board. And we would love for you to put something forward about like what we can, you know, help you with. What could we give you to help you in what you're doing in the UK? And so there I was on that Wednesday outside, kind of pacing around, nervous. And this old gentleman, this old elder of the church came past and he says, oh, are you just about to go into the mission board? I said, yeah. He goes, what are you going to ask them for? I says, listen, I've got this project for £150 and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to ask. And you know, he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Mark, he says, come on, Mark. He goes, listen, if you go in there and ask for £150, they will give you £150. He goes, but this mission board you're standing in front of, they're one of the most significant, resourceful boards in this whole area. You need to go and have a faith lift and ask for something bigger. I went away and I prayed and we got the school's project that I was involved in. And a few minutes later, I went in and they said, listen, what do you need? And I says, well, you know, I'm doing the school's project and I would like to ask for £10,000. And they looked at me and they says, we just need to go and have a little prayer. And they went into the side room and they prayed. And a few minutes later, they came back and they said, we would love to give you £10,000. And because I'm Scottish, I stood there and I thought, why did I not ask for £20,000? I could have asked for £20,000. Why did I ask for that? But you know, the point I'm communicating is simply this, is that board was so resourceful and they could meet the things that I was asking for. And you come before God and in a few moments we're going to pray and ask God for something. And we have got a resourceful God. We've got a powerful, awesome God who's glorious in heaven. Don't come, please, and ask him because you've maybe got hiccups or you've got a little sore tummy. Come before God and let's bring big things before God. Maybe you need a miracle today. Maybe you need God to break into your situation. Maybe you need God to give you some resources or some finance. Maybe you need your business to get an injection or some favor from God. Maybe there's a health challenge that you are sitting with today. You know, I'm rousing your faith that we would come before an awesome God, that we would put our big prayers before God, and we would see what only God can do. Amen. Amen. Yes, praise God. I don't know if the band can come and join us just for a minute. The band, very polite in this church. You know, when I'm preaching in lots of churches around the world, I'm getting to my third point and suddenly I've got a keyboard player who starts to play behind me, yeah? And I've realized that's church's way of saying, okay, wrap this up, yeah, let's... It's been good, but we're finished now, yeah? And I thought that was bad. Until my wife, she's bought one for home, yeah? She's got a keyboard. She's like, okay, yeah, let's wrap this up, yeah? I'm like, oh, come on. I want to pray for you. And I want to pray that this would be a significant moment for you. God is being here from the moment we started this service, and his presence is powerful and his presence is real. I wonder if we could just bow our heads for a moment. And as our heads bowed and our eyes are closed, I'm just so aware that for some of us, we are so aware of the wreckage in our soul. And we know that there's stuff. And we're going to ask
the wave of God's love, the wave of God's forgiveness to come and to wash away, to wipe away any of our mess. And what I'm simply going to do in a moment is I'm going to pray a really short prayer. And I'm going to invite you, wherever you are today, to pray that prayer after me. And when we get to the end, I'm going to say amen. And then I'm going to ask us to keep our heads bowed. And I'm going to count to three. And I'm going to say, if you prayed that prayer, I'm going to invite you that you would put your hand up. And as you put your hand up, some of the team, amazingly, I've brought some books and they're going to come and they'll put a book into your hand. I'd love for you to have that today. And this is a moment where you're allowing the wave of God's forgiveness to wash over your soul. Why don't you pray this prayer? Don't say it out loud, but why don't you pray this prayer in your heart after me? Dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you that your love is bigger than my mess. I ask that you come and you forgive me, and that you wash over my soul and make me completely clean. In Jesus' name, amen. As our heads are stays bowed, I'm going to count to three. If you prayed that prayer, just going to ask you on three just to slip up your hand and the team will come and put that book in your hand. One, two, three. That's great. That's amazing. Just stick it up. That's good. Please just keep your hands up as the team are making their way. Thanks, guys. Some people at the front here. That's really good. Thank you, Lord, for people responding to you around the room. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that nothing that we do is too big and too bad for you to deal with. Thank you for your grace and your love and your beauty. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that takes away the deepest stain, the darkest stain, that wipes away the worst and the most horrendous. But thank you, Lord, that it also wipes away my nonsense and my stuff that's just dumb and it's just stupid. That it all works together because your love is glorious. Jesus' name. Amen. Church, I want to invite you. Would you be okay to stand in the presence of God? As we stand in the presence of God, could you put your hands in a way if you feel comfortable? I like to put my hands in the air, but whatever. What is it you come before God and ask Him for today? What is it that you come before a glorious God and ask from Him today? What is it, that thing that you need? Is that healing, that financial blessing? What is it today that you can come before a glorious God? Is it a family member? Is it a health issue? What do you come before God? God, our hands are raised to you now. Awesome is God. Awesome is God from His sanctuary. The God of Israel. He is the one who gives power. He is the one who gives power and strength. God, as our hearts are raised to you now. Thank you, Father, that you are a resourceful God. You are an awesome God. That God, there's no scarcity in you. That you are about abundance and blessing. And we thank you, God, that you have got everything that we need right now. And I pray for my friends right now whose hands and hearts are lifted to you. That God, that you would meet our needs. And that God, that you would hear our cry. And that God, that you would give your people what they need right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you, church.